6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. For more info on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, it is time for my good friend, Bruce Thatcher. He is one of our favorite historians, if not our most favorite. We're here to talk about what's going on with this border crisis. Bruce is the founder of History Speaks, immigration expert and author of Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. Bruce, they needed your book, but I don't think they really would be interested in your book because it evokes too much common sense.
Boy, is it frustrating. I'll tell you to see what's going on down there. Yeah, I think the book very simply puts out three principles for effective immigration policy. We fail all three of them.
Yes.
To specify a national objective to be served by immigration, pass effective laws to support that policy, and consistently enforce those laws, and assimilate immigration into this country. And it's just, especially lately, it's just been terrible how we've violated all those things, and it appears to be not accidental.
Well, this has been a progressive move, and Bruce, when you look back in history, I mean, we started out with an idea of an effective immigration policy and plan, but something got lost in translation, and I'm not sure exactly when, but when you look back on the timeline, when did things start to move to where we were losing a sense of reason and common sense when it came to immigration? And what motivated that thinking?
You know, you're right. The timeline is a bit fuzzy. If you go back to 1965 immigration law, which basically put in place, basically upended the prior immigration policy, everything looked rosy for a while after the passage of that law. But then what we saw is a little bit more illegal immigration, then more illegal immigration, then more illegal immigration. During the 80s, we passed new laws to supposedly deal with that and grant amnesty to illegal immigrants, which is a great violation of those principles of effective immigration. But it particularly...
And of course, at that time, they said it would never happen again, right? 3 million, that's it, and we will never do this again, right?
Absolutely. Never, ever happen again. And a politician's promise is something that you can take to the bank, but you don't collect any interest on it.
That's right. And you may not be able to cash a check with it either. So either way, you're not going to win, that's for sure. If anything, you bring that check and they're going to ask you for money.
Yeah. That's right. I think that it just absolutely broke down first under the Obama administration and then under the present administration. It's just Obama actually had some order to the immigration laws and the things, and we many rightly objected to some of the things he was doing, but as of the beginning of this year, it's just all out the window. It's just it's just bizarre. We're not only have we had from a fourfold to, in some sectors, a tenfold increase in illegal immigration apprehensions, and who knows how many get away. But we're actually assisting those people once they get in this country. We're flying them all over the country. The government is. And finding them places to stay, how can we expect people to do anything other than flock to our southern border when they see this kind of thing happening? I mean, these people aren't stupid. They're smart.
Right, exactly. And what it's doing, you know, to everyday Americans in terms of the message that goes out to them. I mean, what are they supposed to pick up from this? I mean, on one hand, you've got the government screaming and jumping up and down about everybody getting vaccinated and mandated vaccinations taking place, people losing their jobs. And meanwhile, according to border officials, over 12,000 of the, well, it's over a million people now that have been let into our country illegally, and over 12,000, I think that number may even be higher, but at least 12,000 have come into the country infected with COVID, and they're just sent off. There's no, you know, there's no quarantine. There's no shots. There's no vaccination. Nothing. No restrictions. I mean, this is, you know, what is that telling everyday Americans about the lack of security that's being exercised by the people who are supposed to, you know, protect our security?
The question we ask. The obvious question is how can this government be so inept? How can they make such a mess of things? Why aren't they interested in doing it right and having good policy? Don't they know what they're doing? And the answer, I think, is yes, they do know what they're doing.
I agree.
They do. They know very well. They don't tell us. They don't say, here's our policy, this is what we want to do. But you can infer very clearly from the actions of this administration that it's deliberate, it's intentional, and you can begin to look and see some of the reasons for it. Or at least you can speculate, I think, accurately on some of the reasons for it. And they're dishonest with the American people from the very beginning on the whole process.
Well, the thing is these are the same people, Bruce, that went to their own constituency during the primaries. And what they tried to sell to their own constituents, their own Democrats, only 30% kind of went along with it, kind of said, okay, yeah, I can kind of live with that. And even for them, you know, they're complaining that these candidates, Joe Biden included especially, were disingenuous. They just flat out lied to them. Because now, look what you have. You have a growing number of those on the Democratic side. Forget about bipartisanship. Just look at the Democrats, and they're saying, hey, look, I want my vote back. Because they're none too happy with these policies that are being thrust upon them, because they're anti-American, they're anti-constitutional, and you're exactly right. And people are fooling themselves if they think that this is just a matter of incompetence. No, it's even more dangerous than that. To your point, it is purposeful. And until America wakes up and realize that there's a takeover of our free American government, and that took place on 2020 during the election and continues to this day, and if they don't see the nefariousness of it all, then we're just going to get deeper and deeper down the road, and it's going to be that much more difficult to get rid of them.
Once they get it in place, and this is what they dearly try to do, is once they can get some element in place in the laws and in the consciousness and in the fabric of this country, it becomes really tough to undo it. And that's where they're going.
Well, he's the founder of History Speaks, immigration expert and author of Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. Imagine that. A book that all our elected officials should be experts on, in my humble opinion.
Yeah.
Bruce Thatcher is our guest, and we've got more from him on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. As we continue to see thousands of migrants storming our southern border, and a government that you know, are like a bunch of bullfighters with a cape and no purpose and just saying, ole, let them pass through here, you know. It's like, how much more of this can we deal with? And is there any way to possibly put the genie back in the bottle, especially when you've got hundreds of thousands of migrants that have been sent into the interior of our country, promised, health care, promised education, all kinds of promises at we the people's expense. This is what's going on before our eyes, and this is all being brought to you by, you know, I say one party in particular, I mean, this is the Democrats that are leading the way. Shame on the Republicans who can't seem to find a backbone to do something to really withstand this, other than, you know, going through the process of trying to block H.R. 1 and S. 1, you know, to allow more of this to take place and, of course, compromise our next elections and the elections, you know, from now until eternity. Bruce Thatcher continues with us. He's the founder of History Speaks, immigration expert and author of Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. Bruce, what do we do? What can we do right now? Because we have elected officials that we've entrusted with our vote and with our freedom, and they're just not... They seem to be not as passionate as the Democrats are, you know, to block what's going on.
We have a government that makes it hard to do things instantly or even fast, and that's built in the Constitution, and it provides enormous strength for a freedom loving people. But it also provides great frustration when something needs to be done fast. Now, the problem we have now only needs to be done fast because we, the people, have allowed it to happen through not holding our political elected representatives to account. It might have been done more orderly in the past over the years if we had been responsible about it, but we haven't, so now here we are. And we don't hold the majority in Congress, and we might even look and say, well, we have held the majority and didn't take care of it then, so what convinces us that getting the majority again might do something about it? Well, take the slightly or the medium term first. We certainly can't do much about it if we don't have the majority. So we better remember that come election time, starting with the midterm elections. But even now, we don't have the majority, so what do you do? Well, start using or more effectively use the tools that the Democrats have used all the years that they're in the minority. Use the filibuster as long as it remains. Use the parliamentary tricks and mechanisms in Congress, but outside of Congress, use the courts. You know, file suits.
Yes.
Challenge the officials who are not doing their duties as prescribed by their in their oath of office. Take them to court. You might not win. Yes. In fact, probably won't win, but you'll certainly convince them that they failed to do their job at a price.
Yes, and somebody's watching them and holding them into account. The other thing, Bruce, that they can do is get involved in the local level. When you talk about expediency, things happen a lot faster at the local level. And you can begin to make some, you know, definitive changes at the local level. And, you know, this is what's happening in Texas in these border towns, is that people are finding out that there's power locally. And that's being exercised. And, of course, it helps that you have a rather sympathetic governor, which, you know, reminds us again. I keep seeing the picture of Jan Brewer face to face with, you know, when she was the governor of Arizona, face to face with one Barack Obama, remember? And the same thing, you know, she was complaining that where is the federal government? Their job is to protect our border. They're not. And if they're not, we will.
And Texas provides a good example. The unfortunate thing is that probably not very many people outside of the South of Texas, and at any rate, pay much attention to what's going on down here because it seems not to affect them. But but there are some great examples at the border of how local, how at the local level you can do some things. You can you can send police to the border. You can send police to not just the border, but send police to areas where you see illegal happenings going on with immigration. You can, you know, call out the militia. You can build a wall, build fences. You can, in Texas, you can stand your ground with castle laws. Make use of the laws that that exist, and make people's lives who won't obey those laws, particularly officials' lives who won't obey those laws, make them difficult. Make them hard.
Well, the other thing that, you know, relevant to what has been going on here, you know, you talk about the border. I mean, we're paying people not to work on the wall. I mean, it's something, what, like $5 million a day, Bruce?
That's right.
Of the people's money, not to finish the wall, and then meanwhile you've got all those resources just sitting there. I mean, they're not even sitting out on the Pacific Ocean in one of the almost 100 container ships. They're right there on the grounds, right there on the land at the border, and it's just stockpiled, just sitting there. And as you know, when you have materials and resources just stockpiling, they start to deteriorate, don't they?
They sure do, and the people around them start to deteriorate as well, because the people around them start believing that this is the way things should be, that this is okay. The government appears not to want to break a contract with contractors where they've said, we're going to pay you to build this wall, and so now they've said, well, I don't want you to build the wall, but of course we'll pay you.
Yeah.
What a sweet deal.
Yes, exactly. This is our government on behalf of the American people wasting our money. Bruce, you know, Texas Representative Michael McCaul said Biden rescinded the Remain in Mexico policy because it had Trump's name on it. I mean, this is how idiotic this whole deal, this anti-Trump movement among the Democrats. I mean, they resisted Trump, you know, all 4 years. And I believe in the final analysis, when you look at how many policies benefited the American people that were, you know, delivered by the Trump administration, and the Democrats did everything they could to block it. I mean, how much did they cost the American people by way of, you know, GDP and, you know, really solidifying our energy independence and national security? They impeded Middle East peace. We had four Arab nations sitting down with Benjamin Netanyahu ready to sign a deal, and all that got buried and set apart. And meanwhile, you've got Russia that's been emboldened. Iran is probably months away from going full-blown nuclear. And China continues their aggressive ways. I mean, all brought to you by the Democrats. Yes, there's some Republican involvement in this, and that is shameful, and that's something, again, that those that voted, these Republicans, these rhino Republicans in place, need to, you know, change their ways, and they need to smarten up and make sure that they've got people doing their rightful bidding on behalf of the Constitution and their liberties. Because, but, you know, again, I lay this at the feet of the Democratic Party, Bruce. No other party is responsible to the detriment of our American way of life like the Democratic Party.
I believe you're right, and we make a mistake if we think it's just bumbling and incompetence. It's more than that.
Yeah. No, by all means, and I agree with you, it's purposeful. It's by design. And if you think not, I mean, you know, Trevor Loudon and others have reported clearly that our government is being run by Marxists. And if you know anything about Marxist policies and their ways, even if you don't, all you have to do is look at America Today, and you're starting to see the evidence of Marxism, aren't you?
You better believe it.
Well, Bruce Thatcher has been our guest. He is the founder of History Speaks. Where can they go for more information, Bruce?
They can go to the best thing, go to my website, History Speaks Today at historyspeakstoday.com.